Radio. I'm Walt Shaw. And my first guest today is Ellie Presser, who is going to be talking about planning ahead in the digital afterlife. And after looking over the press material, there were some things that I didn't think about either. So we can talk about that. And first of all, I'd like to give our listeners some background about yourself. It's rather impressive, and especially with your educational background. Perhaps you can talk about that first of all.
Sure. Well, I am a Florida-based attorney, but we have a nationwide practice that focuses both on asset protection and estate planning. I also have my MBA. At one point, I was an adjunct faculty member. I taught business law to both graduate and undergraduate students. I've written several books on asset protection and law, dozens if not hundreds of articles. I've taught classes, speak, 20, 30, 40 times a year around the country, and so on and so on.
Well, I saw some things in your press material, too, that I thought was interesting, especially in digital records and how it can catch up with you if you're dying. Your family might not know anything about it.
Yeah, it's so important these days. Our law firm focuses on two main issues. Number one being asset protection, and the second being estate planning. Asset protection deals with how do you protect everything that you have while you're alive from lawsuits, short sale or foreclosure deficiencies, car accidents, slip and falls, divorce, etc. Estate planning deals with how do you get the assets where you want them to go after you pass away as cheaply, as privately, and as quickly as possible. And probably one of the biggest things that I see clients missing are that when they talk about protecting their assets or putting an estate plan together for when they pass away, they're only focusing on the money in the bank, the businesses, the real estate. They forget about their digital media. And a lot of time, their digital assets are a lot more worth, a lot more valuable than their other assets. And those might consist of online photos, domain names, phone numbers, intellectual property, could be usernames and passwords, accounts with music in them. I mean, really anything that you've acquired over the years.
Well, not only that, but things like charging things to credit cards, for example, my burglar alarm and some other things that I have on my house, I just have an automatic charge to it, and then I pay the credit cards off every month. And something like that can add up after you die, nobody's paying them.
Definitely. And one way to look at it is, how do you protect them while you're alive? How do you get them where you want them to go when you pass away? But you bring up an excellent point. In today's digital economy, people are getting their credit cards and, checking accounts, paying for the mortgage, the electric bill, the cell phone bill, anything and everything. And if people don't have your usernames and logins and passwords and secret questions, they're not going to be able to stop that when you pass away, and you're going to be drained out.
Well, that's very true, and it's especially important for heirs to know that, too.
Definitely. And, the most important thing in the first step is really people need to educate themselves, because it's a new topic and people really don't know that it exists. And if any of your listeners go to our website, it's www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. If they fill out the contact us form, as long as they mention your show, I'll send them a free book. Once they've educated themselves, they should really inventory what they have. People have a lot more than what they think they have. Only once after they've educated themselves and inventoried what they have can they really start to think about how to protect it and how to pass it along after death.
All right, let's get down to some specifics here now, too. What actually should people be aware of as far as digital records?
Well, I think that there's a couple different steps they can take, and, as time goes on, there'll be more and more options, because, again, it is a new topic. But I think at the very least, there's a lot of programs online that you can sign up for that you pay and you retain, and you tell them what you want to have happen with your digital assets after you pass away. And you give them the logins, the usernames, you give them the contact information for the beneficiaries. So that's one thing that you can do. Maybe an easier or less expensive way is to go with what I call a digital executor, really just another word for a trusted advisor. You know, maybe you can give a friend, a relative, a CPA, a lawyer, a financial advisor, you know, a list of everything you have and all the login information. Obviously, it has to be someone you trust. You know, then in your will and your trust and your estate planning documents, you can tell who you want to have your digital assets and who they should see to get them. One caution I would make is you never want to put what they are in regards to usernames and passwords in the will, because that might be public record.
I got you. And now, what are some of the things, too, that you need to include in that will? And a lot of people don't have wills.
Well, I mean, it's crazy. I think the last time I checked the stats, 7 out of 10 Americans, you know, die without a will or a trust or some form of estate plan, which I think is crazy because, you know, one thing in life that's guaranteed is death. And I know a lot of people probably don't want to think about it, but, you know, if they do the proper planning, they will make it so much easier, so much less expensive, so much quicker, you know, for their loved ones. And even above and beyond that, I mean, you work hard your whole life, you know, whether you pass away with $50,000 or $50 million, I mean, you want it to go where you want it to go, whether it's your children, you know, your favorite nephew, your favorite charity. And without creating an estate plan, you never know where it's going to end up.
Well, what kind of a chunk does probate take out of it?
Oh, probate is just the worst. I mean, you know, here's what I tell clients. You know, if they have a will, you know, their assets will go where they want it to go. But with that being said, it'll go through probate. And by going through probate, it's going to take a lot longer because it has to go through the court system. It's going to be a lot more expensive because you have to pay the attorneys either a lot of hourly fees or a percentage based on the statute to go through probate. So it's going to get where you want it to get, but it's going to take a very long time and it's going to be very expensive. You know, by setting up a trust, you know, actually a domestic revocable living trust, you know, the will can pour everything over to the trust and the trust can give everything to your beneficiaries. You know, this makes it so you avoid probate. Now, you still have attorney's fees, but they're far, far less, and it still takes a little bit of time, but, I mean, it's day and night. So, to the extent you can have a will, obviously, it's better than nothing. To the extent you can have a full estate plan, it's better than just simply a will.
Well, what about going about to making an estate plan, too? You'd have to contact an attorney for that.
Did you say, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, managing an estate plan?
Yeah, you need an attorney for that as well.
Yeah, I mean, I always tell my clients, don't try and do things yourself. You know, the one who acts as his own lawyer has a fool for a lawyer. You know, go to a reputable firm, you know, call someone that you trust, you know, maybe get a recommendation, but you got to find some trusted advisors that will work for you. And, you know, we handle asset protection nationwide, estate planning, we really only do in Florida, but, you know, certainly we can always give clients referrals.
In addition to that, you have to be careful, too, to change your will every so often.
Definitely. I mean, you know, your situation changes and also laws change. You know, we tell our clients, you know, every few years, have your will looked at. Not necessarily updated, but at least looked at, you know, to make sure that no laws have changed. Also, if there's any big, you know, economic change, you know, if you've inherited money, if your business has done a lot better, if you have a lot more assets or even a lot fewer assets, that's another time that you're going to want to look at your estate plan as well.
All right, let's take a look at the online accounts that people have what happens to some of those things when you do die?
Well, you know how hard it is, you know, if you forget your username and password or even your secret questions that you made up 10, 15 years ago, you know, to get and retrieve that information. So you can only imagine, you know, how hard it would be for someone else, not even you, to try and get that information when you pass away. So very, very important that you keep that list, you know, with the trusted advisor. On top of that, you know, a lot of these companies, and everyone has different rules and regulations, they have different privacy policies as well. And they might not allow the transfer of accounts. So, you know, they might not give you the username and passwords no matter what, and they might not allow for the transfer of accounts. So if you don't have that username and password, you know, you're going to be in a bad position. And, you know, there's many examples we can give, but one that I like to give is, you know, let's say, you know, your father has a pool cleaning business, and he passes away, and he wants to give it to you. Well, maybe over the last 20 or 30 years, you know, he's accumulated a lot of fans on social media, you know, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube, Google+, et cetera. And that's a big and integral part of the business. I mean, that's a lot of goodwill right there. And, you know, if you can't log in and you lose all that momentum, I mean, the business, if you try to take it on or if you try and sell it, could be worth far less than it was.
How easy is it to tap into that sort of thing, though? And how easy would it be to scam it?
What do you mean? I mean, if you don't have the usernames and passwords, it's extremely difficult.
Okay. Okay, well, that's good to know.
Yeah, which is a good thing to protect you, but could be a bad thing if you didn't plan properly.
I gotcha, yeah. Well, this is very interesting, and you do have this information in your book, I take it.
Yeah, we have a ton of information on our website. The address is www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. That's www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. Feel free, browse the site. There's tons of educational information. And again, if they fill out the contact us form, as long as they mention your show, we'll send them a free copy of the new book.
Okay, and I take it that you have this book is sort of like a Dick and Jane reader. It tells you exactly what to do.
Yeah, it's meant for the layman. Again, you know, we don't promote do-it-yourself, but we promote becoming an educated client.
Okay, very good. Well, I'd like to thank you very much for joining me today, too, and talking about this, because that is interesting, and I think a lot of people should take a look at their wills and see if it needs to be updated or create one if they don't have one.
No, it's my pleasure, and I appreciate